Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Thursday, August 1st, 2013. Israeli settlers and soldiers attack residents as a military court approves army evictions against farmers. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. A number of civilians were injured, another man kidnapped, when Israeli troops and settlers attacked on Thursday the village of Beit Umar near the southern West Bank city of Hebron. According to witnesses, the kidnapped man was beaten up before soldiers moved him away to a nearby military base. The attack started when Israeli armed settlers attacked villagers as they were taking part in a funeral. Later, Israeli troops invaded the village and attacked residents alongside the settlers, witnesses told local news sources. Moreover, Israeli soldiers attacked and beat up a Palestinian journalist, Naif al-Hashlamon, as he was taking photos of the settlers and army attack. Staying in southern West Bank, the Israeli army court rejected a petition submitted by residents of Yatta Hills villages against Israeli army eviction orders. The army issued evictions to the residents because the military wants to conduct a training in the area that is used by local farmers and sheep herders. The court said on Thursday that the presence of some 1,300 villagers in the area will obstruct the work of the soldiers and drain resources. The court added that because the army are using new weapons, they need more ground for practice. According to the court, the residents could move to Yatta village as they have homes there. The residents' lawyers reported that the villagers have family relations with Yatta residents but do not live there, and they have documents proving that the farmers live in those villages for decades and work in farming and herding sheep. The lawyers also announced that evicting the residents is against international law, and they could go to the International Criminal Court of Justice if the army goes ahead with the evictions, local sources reported. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, August 1st news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by Seamus Sloan-White and me, Ghassan Bannoura.